All right, good evening. I apologize for the conflict with the women's parshas here. We'll see going forward if it's possible for me to adjust the time. This is the time for now that I can do. The shiur more recorded. If anyone wants to know, if they ask if it's recorded, it is recorded. Put onto YU Torah, or you can email me. I'd be happy to send it. And for now, for those who aren't able to attend in person, welcome on the recording or on Zoom. As we continue to discuss tefillah at these critical times, where tefillah based tzara, we talked about in the past, tefillah based tzara is a greater chiyuv because Am Yisrael is in danger, we have to daven. We mentioned a couple of shiurim ago that often we conflate the ideas of davening with a minyan and davening in shul. We assume either you're davening at home without a minyan or you're davening in shul with a minyan. They're the same benefit or aliyah for your tefillah. But as we discussed a few shiurim ago, we discussed that the idea of davening in a shul may even be a benefit for those who are davening biyachidus in a shul. There is a special embassy of the mikdash being on the Eretz Yisrael soil, mikdash soil, when a person davens in the mikdash. And the idea we're going to talk about tonight is the other half, the idea of davening betzibur. Shul is going to be an important piece as we discussed previously, but tonight just focusing on the tzibur element. I mentioned the story before, so you'll bear with me for hearing the story a second time. Story about the college professor. College professor from one of these big 101 giant classes who was very strict about his final exam. Always made sure everyone knows you can't hand in the final exam even 1 minute after the test time is up. Come exactly on time. Stay focused. Don't leave the room. Don't go to the bathroom. You got to stay focused on this test. So most of the students, 199 out of 200, take the warning seriously. They come early to the test. They set up. They sit down there. They work feverishly. And they finish on time to give in their tests. But one guy, there's always one college student, moseys in, half hour late, pink shorts, flip-flops, Starbucks coffee in hand, takes the exam, flips it over, puts his feet up, casually takes the exam. The time for the exam to finish is done, and the student is not done. Everyone else leaves. The professor is still marking tests by the front desk in this big auditorium. And the student is taking his time, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, an hour and 15 minutes after the test time is over, the student casually strolls to the front to hand in the exam. The professor says, "Didn't you listen to what I said last week? I'm not taking this." The student says, "Do you know who I am?" And the professor says, "It doesn't matter, no exceptions." He says, "Look at me. You don't know who I am?" He says, "No, I don't care." The student says, "Good." And he shoves his exam in the middle of the stack of hundreds of exams and walks out. So is that really the way that tefillah betzibur works? Maybe it helps us because if I'm being judged individually, I can't stand on my own. I have terrible actions. I'm a person undeserving of favors. But maybe if I stuff my tefillah in the big pile of hundreds of tefillahs in the room, maybe that's the benefit to my tefillah. And we'll talk about that. Maybe the idea of being judged together with the tzibur is one piece of what exactly it is that tefillah betzibur accomplishes, what it is about davening betzibur. But I really want to expand the discussion, that idea, but really much more broad about what is the idea of a tzibur? What is the idea of being connected to Am Yisrael? And we're going to discuss really four aspects of tzibur. Number one, the tefillos we can only recite with a tzibur, Dvarim Shebekdusha. Number two, the idea of a person davening the same garden variety Shmona Esrei, but davening it in a shul together with other people. Number three, not only a person who davens their Shmona Esrei b'tzibur, but a person who's not in the tzibur, a person who's not in a room with other people. They're davening b'yachidus, there is a way to connect their tefillos still to the larger tzibur. And number four, the idea of a person who's not davening at all, just the idea of being a member of Am Yisrael, being connected to the tzibur. So Dvarim Shebekdusha, the silent Shmona Esrei, in conjunction with other people, the idea of general tefillah that we daven, how it connects to the klal, and just being part of the klal in general. When we think about tzibur, our first reaction is Dvarim Shebekdusha, the idea that the things we can't say, we can't daven, we can't have Kriyas HaTorah without the tzibur. And there is a source for that. There's a source you need 10 people to be able to do holy things. What is that source? The Gemara Brachos in source number one. Amar of Adabar Ava, Minayin She'ein HaYachad Omer Kedusha. How do you know an individual davening by oneself cannot say Kedusha? Shenemar v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The keyword tonight is going to be toch. Toch or soch. That is the keyword we're going to discuss in all these four elements. What does it mean to have b'toch b'nei Yisrael? What does it mean to have a tzibur? Hashem has sanctified b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara darshins from that pasuk. Kol davar shebekdusha lo yehei pachos me'asara. This pasuk is the source that anything that requires a tzibur means 10. My mashma asked the Gemara, how does this pasuk say anything about 10? The Tani Rav Noya Chua de Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Asya Toch Toch. We have a gzera shava. This pasuk says Ksiv Hacha v'nikdashdi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. When it comes to davar shebekdusha, Hashem is sanctified b'toch. What is toch? How many is toch? Ksiv Hasam. When it comes to Korach, he badu mitoch Ha'eda hazos. Hashem tells Moshe, get away from Toch, these people. Okay, and there's another Gzeirah Shavah. There's another step in this drasha. Va'asya Eida Eida, d'chsev hasam armasa la'eda hara hazos. There's a connection between Menikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael and Toch Adas Korach, and there's a connection between Adas Korach and the Eida of the Meraglim. Hashem says, how long will this terrible Eida of evil spies be allowed to live? How many bad spies were there? 10 bad spies, 12 in total, minus the 2, Yoshua and Kalev. 10 bad spies, so an Eida is 10. Toch is an Eida. Ma'ala halana sara, afkana sara. That is the source that Dvarim Shel V'Kedusha can only be recited v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, based on Adas Korach linking to the Meraglim. We learn out that a sara is required for Dvarim Shel V'Kedusha. What kinds of things are called Dvarim Shel V'Kedusha? Mishnah Berurah, source number 2, gives a list. Kaddish, Kedusha, Barchu, Kriyas HaTorah, Nesiyas Kapayim of Duchening, all those things you require. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, v'yalfida migzer ha'shava, d'toch toch mimeraglim. And the question is obvious. Could we not have found a more awful source for Tfilah B'Tzibur, for the idea about Dvar Moshe V'Kedusha? This is the source, the 10 Meraglim get together. Those are our source. That sounds terrible. And in fact, when the Talmud Bavli gives this as the source, the Talmud Yerushalmi disagrees. Rabbeinu Bechai in source number 3 in Parshas Emor describes why many did not like this source. Parash Rabbeinu Yaakov, She'ein Nuscha Zamaduk Dekas, it can't be right. She'ein Lahavi Rayami Asara Meraglim, L'davar Shev V'Kedusha. How dare we learn out from the 10 evil spies? So the Yerushalmi has a different girsa. Aval Iker HaNuscha Kainhi, the same drasha style of Toch Toch. And what is, how do you know Toch means 10? K'siv Hacha V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And by Acha Yosef, Yosef's brothers who came down to Mitzrayim to look for food, Lishbor B'soch Habayim. Ma'ala halana, Sarah Yosef's 10 brothers, 11 minus Binyamin, 10 brothers came to look for him, Parshas Miketz. Just like there, it's 10. Here also, it's 10. Rabbeinu Bechaye concludes, V'achshav yaviraya me'asara ache Yosef, shahayu tzadikim l'tzavar shel V'Kedusha. That's a lot better. That's a lot more smooth. To learn out from Yosef's 10 righteous brothers, as opposed from the 10 evil Meraglim. The Talmud Yerushalmi in source number 4, in fact, it's exactly what the Talmud Yerushalmi says. Okay, but what about the Talmud Bavli? How do we defend the Talmud Bavli, the more conventional source for a minyan being learned out for Dvar Moshe V'Kedusha from the Asara Meraglim? So I once heard, I forgot b'shem who, the Bavli Musar tend to say this idea, but there is a very important lesson to take from the fact that the power of a tzibur is learned out from the Meraglim. Look at those 10 Meraglim did when the Meraglim got together. 10 people out of a nation of hundreds of thousands of adults, millions of people who got together and connivingly conceived this terrible plot to get the people to cry, which was the first Tisha B'Av, where Hashem says, well, first of all, this in real time, they got an entire nation to change their mind and want to go back to Egypt, which led Hashem to say, you're crying now, B'chiyah shel chinam, you're crying for no reason, this is going to be Tisha B'Av l'doros. 10 people got together and destroyed the entire world. They destroyed that nation, the mission for Am Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael. They turned around the entire nation's attitude because 10 people got together. And we take that and we say, wow, if 10 people can get together for evil and not just do what they do for 10 people, but actually change the course of Jewish history, we have to keep that in mind, that 10 people getting together to say Kaddish, to say Baruch Hu, to say Kedusha, for Kriyas HaTorah, for Nesiyas Kapayim, when we get together, that is the power of Asara. That is the power. That's the first Toch that we're walking away with tonight. The idea of having a minion is necessary to be able to say the great things that shake the upper worlds and allow us to shake Shemayim, to turn Hashem's attention to the great Tfilos we only can say when we have a tzibur, when we only have 10 people together. That's the only way we can say these things. That is the first and probably most obvious takeaway of why it's important for a person to daven with a minyan. To be able to say the things that rock the entire world, change the course of Jewish history, we have to believe we can do that too. Taking it a step further, even when a person is davening in shul, davening together with a minyan, and they're davening the regular parts of davening, there is something elevated about their tefillah, even the parts that they're able to say at home. They're able to say Pesukei Dezimra at home, and they're able to say Berachos Kriyas Shema at home, and they're able to say Shema at home, and they're able to say Shemona Esrei at home. Even the parts that they are saying in shul that they can say at home are different when said together with a minyan. This idea is expressed so beautifully by the Tzlach, by the Nodi Yehuda, explaining the Gemara and Brachos in source number 5. Gemara and Brachos, commenting on a pasuk in Koheles, the chesron lo yuchali himanos, that the deficiency, something that's lost, can't be recounted, can't be fixed. You lose out, you snooze, you lose. Who snoozed, who lost? The Gemara says, zeh shemanu chaveira v'dvar mitzvah, this is a person who was invited to join for a religious activity. V'lo nimna'i mahem. And this person chose not to join in with them. The Navi Yehuda is bothered by the word with them. The Gemara could have just said, a person is invited to be part of a mitzvah, to do Bikur Cholim, person's invited to be part of a tzedakah campaign, person's invited to come daven as part of a tzibur, person's invited to come join a massive learning opportunity, and the person says no. He doesn't join. Why does the Gemara say he doesn't join with them? Says the Navi Yehuda in source number 6, an amazing idea, a second line where it's underlined, Umidika amar imahem, mashma shagam hu asa mitzvah zo levado. We're not talking about a person who rejects the invitation and goes home to watch a ball game. The person does the same mitzvah. He's invited to join the tzibur going to Bikur Cholim, and he says no and does Bikur Cholim somewhere else. Person's invited to come learn with the tzibur and says, no, I'll learn at home. Avalonim na yimahem. He is doing the mitzvah. He's davening, he's learning, but he's not doing it with the tzibur. That's what the Gemara is saying. A person is losing out. She'eino dome lemerubim she'osim mitzvah liyachid she'osim mitzvah. You cannot compare when the masses do a mitzvah together versus a person who does it on their own. V'amnam havadai de'osim mitzvah biyachidi. Yeah, the person's doing the right thing. They're still bevakar chola, davening, learning. She'esh lo schar ha-mitzvah. Sure, they did the right thing on their own. Ela she'lo kol kach ke'edu ha-merubim. But they're missing out. They're missing out on being part of the tzibur. V'lechein kari l'zeh chisaron. The Gemara Darshan of the Pasuk talking about a person, shechiser lo kitzas min haschar velo kulo. They have something because they did the mitzvah, but a person who does what they can do on their own and chooses to come do it in shul, does not just shul, but does it with a tzibur, that elevates what they're doing. And the Mishnah Berurah makes this point very clear in source number 7. He debunks a misconception. He writes, v'ikar tefila b'tzibur hu tefila as yidches, t'haynu sheyispalalu asara anashim shehem gedolim biyachad. Tefila b'tzibur does not mean kadosh kedusha baruch hu. Tefila b'tzibur means davening, you're silent, shmona esrei, at the same time as 9 other people. Why? I could daven this at home. You could, but you're missing out. You're missing out on the opportunity to daven together with other people. The same thing you're saying, and there's nothing that you're missing in terms of words. Kadosh kedusha baruch hu, that was point number 1. Step number 2 is even the things that you can and are saying individually. There's a tefillah b'tzibur status when a person davens what they're davening and they do it together with 9 others, making it a tzibur. The lo kamo shechosh ben hahamon, not as the masses tend to think. The Mishnah Berurah continues, she'ikar lehespal ba'asara hu rak l'shmo, kadosh kedusha baruch hu, person who says, I daven with a minyan. What do they mean? I get to shul in time for baruch hu. I get to shul in time for kadosh or kedusha. That's what it means to daven b'tzibur. No. Also an important point, sometimes people will say, okay, we don't have a minyan right now, let's get those who already daven to come in here. That's important for being able to say baruch hu, for being able to say kaddish. That's important to be able to have chazaras hashatz, but they're not davening b'tzibur. If you don't have 10 davening simultaneously, you don't have tefillah b'tzibur. For that reason, Mishnah Berurah says, it's important to come on time to shul. Person says, okay, what's the big deal? I caught up at the end. All the tefillos were said. I didn't miss a single kaddish. I didn't miss a single part of baruch hu or kedusha. I caught kriyas haTorah. I caught tuchening. I caught everything. So who cares? The answer is, if you don't daven your tefillah at the same time as the tzibur, you're missing out. You're doing something right, but you're not doing everything right. You're missing out on this opportunity of tefillah b'tzibur. So a person might say, great, so I'll come to shul and I'll skip to be able to daven with them. The answer is, by Marav we do that. If a person's late for Marav, they should daven tefillah b'tzibur. That's more important than being somech ul tefillah by Marav. But by Shacharis, that's not the case. By Shacharis, it's an even higher value to be able to put Shema and Berchos Kriya Shema before Shmona Esrei. We'll talk about at a later shir. But a person misses out this chance to elevate their tefillah. But we have to understand why. The first step we understood, if you can't daven these things, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, without a minyan, then you need a minyan to say these things. But step number 2 was, it's the same tefillah. So who cares? Why is it helped when I daven it at the same time as other people? Let's look at page number 2, where the Gemara explains the great power of tefillah b'tzibur. Not just Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, but the silent Shmona Esrei that we have that is elevated when we daven at the same time as others. It says the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Minayin She'ina Kaddish Baruch Hu, Moes B'tfilasan Shel Rabim. How do you know Hashem never rejects, never turns down the tefillah of the masses? Shenamar, Hein, Kael, Kabir, V'lo Yemas. Hashem is a mighty God, and He won't reject it. And the Mora goes on to explain how this pasuk teaches us that we're talking about a tzibur. When you have the masses davening together, Hashem promises to listen to that tefillah. The Rambam codifies this in his Halachos of Tefillah, it's source number 9. Tefillas ha-tzibur nishmas tamid. All the time, the Rambam says, Whereas we talked about in an earlier part of the series about how to relate to tefillos that don't appear to be answered, but the Rambam, based on the Gemara, is telling us that tefillos of the tzibur are never rejected. Even if there are some college students who are moseying in late and doing the wrong thing and handing in their exam late, if they're part of the tzibur, if they're part of the big stack of papers, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mois betfilasen, the college professor, kivyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not turn away those tefillos. Says the Rambam, Lefichach tzarech adam l'shatif atzmo im atzibur. V'lo yisbal b'yachid, when you have the chance to daven with the tzibur. This has nothing to do with Kadosh Kirshon Baruch Hu. The reason to daven with tzibur is because a person's tefillah is elevated when they have a chance, and they choose to daven with the tzibur. They're doing a mitzvah with the daven at all. They have to daven. There's an obligation to daven. There's a special elevation. And if we think about tefillah as a relationship, as we've been doing in this entire series, tefillah as a relationship, well then the relationship is enhanced when we move from being just individuals to being part of this new entity called Am Yisrael, being the national body, being the national relationship. We have one kind of personal relationship with Hashem, and that's important. We say brachos throughout the day, we're in the streets. But when we come to shul, when we daven b'tzibur, we are now creating this new entity, an entity that not only allows for there to be chotim, where it's permissible to stuff your paper in the middle and say, great, I can tag along with the larger nation and no one will notice me. Not only is it allowed, not only is it a benefit, but it's actually an obligation. The tzibur needs to include everyone, especially the chotim, people who feel like they don't belong, they have to be included as well. Shulchan Aruch in source number 10 in Hilchos Yom Kippur discusses the phrase that we include on the holiest day of the year before starting the holiest tefillos of the year. And as Yom Kippur begins, we say, Adam Atirin L'Esbal Mavaryanim. We take the Yeshiva Shalmala, Yeshiva Shalmata's council, and we say, we are now allowing everyone to come in. There is no one out of this tzibur. Maybe during the year we have people who distract us, but when we're coming to start afresh, a new beginning, a new year, we say that everyone has to be over here. In fact, the Gemara Maseches Krisos in source number 11 has a comment, Am Rabbi Chana Bar Bizna, Am Rishud Mechasida, Kol Tainus She'ein Ba Miposhe Yisrael, Ein a Tainus. People want to gather together. They have to have a special tefillah b'tzibur because there's a war going on, there's a pandemic going on, there's some terrible issue that requires our tefillahs. Not only are we allowed to include people who are not at the standard we would like them to be at, if we don't include such people, we don't really have a status of a Tainus tzibur. How do we know this? Says the Gemara. Sharechel b'na reichara, u'mena ha'kasuv im samimanei, Ketores. The Ketores includes 11 ingredients. And one of the ingredients of the Ketores is the stinky chalbana. And not only is it allowed to be there, it's necessary to be there. The idea of the Ketores, a special offering up to Hashem, that's done as a carbon of the tzibur, so too our tainus of the tzibur, our tefillah of the tzibur, we need to include everybody in that count. The Torah Tmila has a cute line in source number 12, where he writes, maybe even the name tzibur. Tzibur is an acronym, tzibur. Tzadi, beis, vav, resh, tzadikim, Beinonim Urishayim. Tzadi Beis Vav Reish. Tzadikim Beinonim Urishayim. The idea of a tzibur means that it includes all stripes of people, people who are more deserving, people who are less deserving. When we come together, number one, you can say simply, great, my exam is part of the larger stack. I can sneak my way in. But more sophisticated, we can say, that's what makes a tzibur. That makes all the class papers turned in. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our national relationship with him is different when we're relating as a tzibur that includes everybody in Am Yisrael. This is our second toch. If the first toch, b'nikdashti, b'soch b'nei Yisrael, means it's the toch of having enough people to create the Shekhinah to save Arusha B'kdusha, the second toch, b'nikdashti, b'soch b'nei Yisrael, there's a special relationship that has Hashem and the tzibur relating to each other, and that requires toch. Not the same toch as tend to be allowed to say something new, but that which we're already allowed to say individually takes on a new status when we're davening together. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this enhances our relationship, and I will never turn down, he promises, as the Gemara says, promises never to turn down the tefillah of the tzibur because of their elevated status. Okay, so far pretty good. We have the classics of the tzibur, the things we only can say b'tzibur, and the idea of davening, our own davening, together with others, b'tzibur. Let's take it a third step. What is the power of the tzibur? What is the power of the tzibur even when a person is not with the tzibur? Is there a benefit for a person trying to connect him or herself to the tzibur when they're not actually in shul, they're not in some gathering of 10 people saying Tehillim? How is it possible for a person to connect when they're not physically finding themselves with other people? So the Gemara Maseches Brachos in source number 13, the Gemara and Daf Zayin, has a very interesting conversation between two of the Amoraim. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman. My time alo asi mar lebe kenishta litzluye. Because he was taking attendance, and he said, you know, Rav Nachman, you were absent. Why did you come to shul to daven? So Rav Nachman gave him the good excuse. Amalei lo yachilna. I couldn't make it to shul. So how come you didn't gather a house minion? Why didn't you have a minion of people daven in your house? I'm not sure why he's asking so many personal questions. Okay, but he says, you couldn't come to shul, why didn't you daven b'tzibur? At least in your house. It was too hard. The WhatsApp was down back in the 2,000 years ago. I couldn't get the people together. I couldn't get a minion even in my house. Then, Rabbi Yitzchak's next suggestion is very interesting. The lema le mar l'shlucha de tzibura, maybe be in touch with the gabbai, but idna de matzle tzibura, that the gabbai should find out when the tzibur is davening, leisi velo de lamar, let him text you, let him come, tell you when the tzibur is davening, so you could daven at home at the same time the tzibur is davening in shul. You're not coming to shul, you're not gathering a house minion, but maybe you should have the gabbai text you when the tzibur is davening, so you could daven at home in your bed at the same time as the tzibur. Rav Nachman responds, my kuli hai, why would I do that? Why would that matter? If I'm not davening with tzibur, I'm not saying kadosh kedusha baruch hu, nor am I davening Shmona Esrei in the same room with other people, why would it matter for me to daven at the same time as them in my house? So he explains a very powerful teaching. Amar Leih, Da'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, Rashbi says, Ma'i d'chseh v'anis hilasi l'cha Hashem es ratzon. David Melech says, I am your tefillah, I present my tefillah at a time of ratzon. A masai es ratzon, what is an es ratzon for tefillah? Says the Gemara B'shah Shat Tzibur Mispalin. Not just to daven together with the Tzibur, but to daven with the Tzibur. Meaning, not just to daven in the room at the same time, like we saw before, level 2, a very important status of Tzilah B'Tzibur. But there's another benefit for a person, it's an Eitz Ratzon for their Tzfilah, to be davened parallel at the same time when the Tzibur is davening. Which is codified in Shulchan Aruch in source number 14. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yishtadel Adam L'Spal Beis HaKnesses Ima Tzibur. Person should make every effort to get level 1, level 2, by davening in the shul with others. V'im hu anus, the person is unable to, she'ine yachal levela be'sekin eses, yachal le'espalo b'shah, yichavin le'espalo b'shah, sha'atzibur mispalin. Intent, meaning make an effort, try to time it, so your tefillah takes place at the same time that your shul, your tzibur, your minion, is usually davening. And the same he writes for if the community has no shul, you should find out what time the big city is having their minion, have your tefillah, your personal tefillah, at the same time. So one aspect is, a person who's not able to come to shul is timing the tefillah to take place at the same time. The tzibur can be remotely accessed, not just by having a computer and having a Zoom version of minion, but remotely I can tap into the tzibur when I am able to daven at the same time as them, connecting myself remotely. Fascinating. A second aspect, how a person remotely, davening by themselves in a locked room, all alone, is still able to connect to the tzibur, is the pronouns that we use when we daven. We always daven in plural. You might recognize this pasuk in Yirmiyahu as a familiar pasuk with a couple of changes. Rifa'eini Hashem ve'erafe. Hoshi'eini ve'ivasheya. Ki sehila si'ata. You could argue Yirmiyahu was Hasidish. Maybe he pronounced it Rifa'eini Hashem. Maybe he was Hasidish. But more likely is, this pasuk was originally said about a person davening for himself. Hashem, heal me, and I'll be healed. Save me, and I'll be saved, because you are my hope. When we daven, we don't say it like that. A person's davening a silent Shmona Esrei at home. They're not just in the room with other people. A person's davening alone, we say, Rifa'einu. We change the nesach of the pasuk. V'nei Rifa'e, Hoshi'einu, V'nivashaya, Kisahila Seinu, Ata. This is based on the Gemara in Brachos in source number 16, talking about Tefillah Sadderech. The Gemara gives a text for Tefillah Sadderech, and initially presents it as a tefillah that has individual, singular pronouns. Yirtum b'fanecha, Hashem elokai, v'elokei avosai. And the Gemara changes it to elokei v'elokei avoseinu, shetoli chenu l'shalom, v'satzi deinu l'shalom. A person's traveling alone. Why are they saying Tefillah Sadderech in plural? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, l'olam lishatef inish nafshei b'hadi tzibura. Which Rashi explains, Al yispalo b'lashon yachid, ela b'lashon rabim. So in addition to the idea of a person davening at the same time as the tzibur, a person who should phrase their individual prayer, they're traveling on their own, they're davening on their own, but a person should daven as if they're davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael, shemitoch kach tfilason nishmas. So Rashi writes, the Gemara means a person has a greater chance of being answered when they're not davening on their own. A person connects their refuah, a person connects their traveling, a person connects their hatzlacha to the needs of Am Yisrael. So even when they're not in the same room as other people, they're able to connect themselves to the tzibur remotely. Chavetz Chaim writes in source number 18, this is why when we daven for a chola, we're davening for one chola or one chola, we always end off besoch sha'ar chola Yisrael. When a person visits Rachman Otzlan, a person in Avelis, they don't just say Hashem should give you a comfort. They always add besoch sha'ar Avelei Tzion v'Yerushalayim. Why are we linking them together with other cholim? Can you stop him for this person who's in front of you? Just comfort the one chole, the one mourner who's in front of you. Why do we have to always connect to soch sha'ar chole Yisrael, soch sha'ar veli tziyom Yerushalayim? What's the big idea over here? And the Chafetz Chaim explains that a person who wants to get this benefit, the idea of connecting with the tzibur, this national relationship, this idea Hashem is not rejecting the tefillah of the tzibur, that's obviously much better when we're davening at the same time in the same room, not only for the Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, level one, not just for the idea of tefillas hatzibur, level number two, but level three, a person who's honest, a person who finds themselves traveling on their own, or a person who finds themselves davening for whatever reason on their own, they shouldn't give up for the idea of being part of the tzibur, at least on some level, maybe not the same as davening with a massive crowd, which actually helps the tefillas in level two way, but at least level three, there's something that can be accomplished by relating our troubles to the troubles of Am Yisrael. For a person to say to Hashem, I need a refuah shleima, or the person I'm davening for needs a refuah shleima. There should be a nechama for this person, this family. A person says, there are other cholim in Am Yisrael. There are other avelim. There are other people who are suffering in all kinds of ways in Am Yisrael. And I don't want this just to be my problem, judged as my problem. I want to stick my paper in the pile of tests even when everyone else is gone, even when no one else is in the room with me. I don't want to be judged as an individual. I want to connect to the power of the tzibur, which a person has the ability to do. In this sense, the Chafetz Chaim tells a remarkable story, a story I would never expect to happen to regular people, but the special, special power that he tells the story of Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger was a tzaddik at a bris of a child whose father was unfortunately very, very, very ill. The father was a ghost. His father was really knocking on death's door. And Shlomo Kluger was the tzaddik for the bris and holding the baby. And the mole was there, all the equipment was there, and they were taking their time. And everyone wanted to start. But Shlomo Kluger was curious, why are we not starting the bris? And he found out that Rachman Litzlan, the father of this baby, was so ill that his death was imminent. And they said, we should wait until the father passes away so we could name this baby after his father in just a few minutes. Shlomo Kluger, the Gadol Hador in the 1800s, said, absolutely not. We're doing the bris right now. They did the bris by his instruction. And then he goes to Mazel Tov, and he went to go visit the father who was ill. And he explained why he did that. In source number 18, quoted in the Chavetz Chaim al Torah. Shlomo Kluger explained where it's underlined, l'hashriach es hamalach hamamuna al refua, to bother, to expect there to be a special appointment for the malach Raphael to come. Sheyavo b'meyucha l'rapos es hachola ein b'kochi. I can't promise, Shlomo Kluger said, that I can bring down with my tefillos and my davening and my learning, bring down the malach to heal the sick man. Aval kitchen is asik b'mitzvahs mila. The malach Raphael has to come anyway to heal this child after his mila. Harayavo malach habris lamod liyamin hamoel ulerape es haracha nimo. Az avakshu shiikanis gam lecheder hazeh lerafuos lerapos es achole. Once the malach Raphael is already here to heal the baby, as the Kaddish Baruch Hu promises, then maybe our tefillos to daven for the father at this time are better because it's already something the malach is doing. And remarkably, the Chafetz Chaim concluded the story. The kachaya la'achar shloshe yamim kama chola mimitasam v'halach beraglev. The chola actually got better from death's door because the idea, which Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayera, next week's Parsha, the malach Raphael really came to heal Avram from his bris, and then he went to go save Lot. Rashi makes a whole big deal about each malach only having one job, and Michal came to inform, and Gabriel came to destroy Sodom, and Raphael came to heal Avram and save Lot. You said one malach per job. So why is the malach coming to save Avraham, to heal Avraham, and save Lot? The answer is, from what Kluger explained, Lot probably wasn't deserving of being saved on his own. But once the malach was already here to heal Avraham, then the malach can go and do another thing while the malach is already here, as long as it's the same type of mission, as long as it falls under the same category of his job. And that was the idea, that a person who wants to latch themselves to the tzibur, a person as an individual, says, you know, I don't think of myself as being worthy of being judged, but I want to connect myself to the tzibur, not just for the things I only can say but tzibur, not only the things that I daven at the same time as the tzibur. For a person to say, I want to be connected, I want to be attached to the zechuyos of others, and while things are going on, to different type of relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is the aspect that a person gains in level number three by connecting him or herself to the tzibur, both by the time that we daven, being careful about being connected with our language, davening in plural, davening besoch shar chalei Yisrael, besoch shar de'el tzion b'Yerushalayim, we allow ourselves to connect to this larger body, to this connection of Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The final level I want to end off with tonight is the most broad speaking and the most telling about what Am Yisrael really means. We started at the beginning with davening certain tefillos that are just for the tzibur. Then we talked about the times that we make an effort to daven at the same time as the tzibur, with the tzibur in the room. And now we extended it further to davening biyachidus on the road, but trying to connect our problems to the problems of other travelers or other sick people, and trying to have Hashem judge us as not just an individual, but as a member of this nation. The last step is that even when we're not davening at all, there is still a very powerful protection, a very powerful benefit that comes with the idea of identifying with Am Yisrael. Not in the tefillah b'tzibur, and not even in the tefillah b'yachidus. Just the concept of a person feeling connected to Am Yisrael is a powerful protective factor, a powerful protection that comes, that national relationship, as part of the tzibur. Tzadikim beinonim u'rishayim. This idea is so powerful, especially at this time when we feel so emotional about Am Yisrael, the safety and security in Eretz Yisrael of our soldiers, our brothers and sisters. There's a special connection that we feel. We're trying to feel that we're part of something larger. This is our problem. We're trying to use empathy. We're trying to feel that this is something that doesn't just affect those who are over there. We are actually feeling like it affects the national body. And at the previous point was about when I have an issue, whether it's traveling or refuah or something else, I want to throw my traveling issue on all the travelers out there. Here it's, what about me thinking about other people? Not just connecting my tzara to the others who are going through this, but to say, what are others going through? How can I connect myself to the struggles of other people to build that empathy? There's an amazing comment in the Maharal, where he's commenting on the Mishnah Maseches Sota, the procedure for Egla Rufa. A person is found murdered between two cities, and no one knows who killed this person, no one knows exactly where he came from. So the Psukim at the end of Parsha Shoftim tell us that the leaders of the nearest city have to come out, and they have to do a whole ritual, ending off with the breaking of the neck of a young calf, and then there's a valley that's never going to be plowed ever again. It's a big ceremony to raise awareness about murder and the sanctity of human life, and hopefully we'll catch the murderer and have people be more careful in the future. And in the process, the leaders, the elders, have to say about absolving themselves. They wash their hands as if to say, it wasn't our fault, we didn't kill this person. The pasuk says, Yadeinu lo shafku es adam hazeh, veineinu lo ro'u. We didn't murder this person, nor did we watch it happen. So the Mishnah asks the obvious question. V'chi al libeinu elsa, shebezdin shofkin damin. The Bezdin has to say, we didn't murder this person. Does anybody really think that the leaders, the rabbanim of the closest town, actually stabbed the guy to death? Ella, lo bali adeinu upatrenu below mezonos. What they're saying is, we did not fail in our responsibility to provide what this person needed. We didn't fail to provide food for this person. Lo ra'inuhu v'hanichu below levia. And we did not fail to provide accompaniment, this levaya, this protection, this escort out of the city. We didn't fail to do that. Now, I understand why they should have to say. They're saying if we had done those things, if we had failed to provide food or an escort out of the city, then it wouldn't have been, it would have been our fault. We would have been guilty for not giving the person food who passed out or who was too weak to defend himself, or a person who was all alone because we didn't accompany him. But the halacha is, you don't have to accompany the person to his destination. You walk him a couple of feet and you leave him there. That's your mitzvah of levaya. That's your mitzvah of accompanying the guest out of the city. So they're claiming, if we had failed to walk him dalet amos out of the city, that would be on us. But luckily, we did accompany him dalet amos out of the city, and then he died because of something else. It wasn't our fault. Why does walking the person dalet amos or not make a difference? You give him food for the journey. He's strong enough to be able to survive whoever comes and attacks him. But who cares? You walk the guy 4 feet. He travels 50 miles out of the city. So you walked him 6 feet, dalet amos. So now you can say, we gave him that protection of 6 feet out of the city. Why does that matter? Says the Maharal, an amazing idea. Source number 21. Maharal is teaching us what it means to be besoch klal Yisrael at all times. He writes, ki koach ha'adam hu yoser kasher hu toch klal b'nei Yisrael. Here's our toch again. What does it mean to be toch b'nei Yisrael? A person has an elevated status of koach in Shemayim when they are judged and treated as a member of klal b'nei Yisrael. She'az yesh lo koach harabim. They have the zechus of the tzibur. But kasher ha'adam hu yechidi, nifrad, yesh lo koach prati, va'az pegayim pogimbo. A person has less zechuyos, has less divine protection when they are treated as individual versus being treated as a rabbim. And it's not about whether they physically find themselves in a massive crowd or in isolation. Somehow walking the person Dalai Lama's out of the city gives them the koach and protection of the tzibur, whereas if they had failed to walk him out of the city Dalai Lama's, they'd be leaving him on his own. Why? On the third line, Shekol asher malavino so eno niza. When you accompany a person, they are given an extra protection. Sherei halavaya mora shehu tocha klau. When I walk a person out of my house, when the elders walk the person out of the city, just a few amos, they are saying this person matters to us. He doesn't only matter when he was here in our city, even now that he's leaving our city. He's out of the dalat amos of the bounds of our city. We still care about him. We care enough to walk him 4.001 amos. He's out of the city and we still care about him. That means he's part of our tzibur. In Shemayim. The kasher hu toch haklal af ha'elyonim mislava me'lov ad she'eino nizo kasher hu toch haklal. The protection, the status, the special relationship that Hashem gives to the tefillos of the rabbim, even when we're not davening, just as long as a person is treated as part of Klal Yisrael, they are given special protection even when no one's davening. They're not davening, the tzibur's not davening, there's a special status to being part of Klal Yisrael. Avalim ein malavin oso, the tzibur fails to accompany, the leaders fail to arrange someone to accompany this person out of their city, ki ilu shof chen damen, they would be with blood on their hands. Ki ha'emes hu shere kol adam tocha klal. The status quo, the default is a person is part of Am Yisrael. The kasher manichin oso letzeis ve'eim alavin oso. When a person leaves our city, leaves our home, and we fail to accompany him or her, harei not lemimenu kocha, we are stealing from them. Their special status of being cared for, of being empathized over, asher yesh lo l'chol adam. L'fichach nechshav davar zeh ki'ilu shof chedamim. The elders have to say, we did not fail to give him food in a very practical sense, so he's strong enough to fend off an attacker, run away. But they have to also declare that we did not fail to give him the special elevated ruchni status of being part of Klal Yisrael. If we care about someone and we show them that you matter to me when you're leaving, and we're not walking you all the way to your destination, I'm walking you just 1 foot out of my city, 1 foot out of my Dalat Amos, that Levaya shows that I care about you. And I'm with you on the way out, and you're part of my Klal. You're part of the Klal, and you have that elevation of the Tzibur. Chazal say, based on next week's parsha, that Avram Avinu, the paragon of being Machnas Orchim, Pasuk says he had an Eshel. Vilna Gaon has a beautiful pshat on this Eshel. Eshel was a house of the Chazal's Orchim, where the Aleph stands for Achila, providing food. Shin is for Shesia, giving them drinks. And Lamed, some say, is for Lina, place to sleep. But the more conventional approach is Lamed is for Leviya, giving them Levaya, giving them accompaniment out of the house. The Vilna Gaon told the story about a person who, Rachman al-Tzlan, their house burned down. A person came to the Vilna Gaon and asked, how could it be my house where I always hosted guests? I was so generous, having people come stay in my house. I waited on them, and I gave them the most comfortable bed and the most delicious meals. I would sometimes sacrifice my own food for this person. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow my house, which is a source of being Machnas Orchim, to go up in flames? It's a terrible thing. The Vilna Gaon asked, can you give me the breakdown of exactly when you began and when you ended your mitzvah? And it turned out that this person let the guests walk out on their own. They were very good about the achila and the shtia, the aleph and the shin, but not very good about the levaya. Vilna Gaon said, when you have only aleph and shin, that's eish. Maybe the Kaddish Baruch Hu was giving you a message that the most important aspect of having guests, I guess it's funny to say, is having them leave, right? Best part of having guests is having them leave. But it means to say is it doesn't show a great connection when a person takes care of someone who's right in front of them. They need a bed, you have a bed for them. They're hungry, you give them food. What really shows the connection to someone is to say, and even after you go, I care about you. I'm going to symbolically escort you out of my house to show you that I want the relationship to continue beyond the Dalat Amos of my house. I want to have this connection long term. As individuals, for a guest, it's a beautiful show of connection and protection to show I care about you, for the person to feel cared for, maybe in a practical way, not only, I think the Rambam says this, not only about having enough food to fend off an attacker, but feeling like people care about me. That emotional sense of I'm cared for. People love me and care about me. It's worth defending myself because they walked me out of their city. Just a couple of feet. But in the practical sense, it shows they care about me. And the Maharal is saying in a spiritual sense, it shows that a person is part of the tzibur. Not just for the things that they're davening. Davening in shul, davening Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. Not just davening at B'yachidus, B'lashon Rabbim. A person who's not davening at all, but they find themselves connected to the klal. And not just that they attach their problems to the tzibur, B'sok Shar Chalei Yisrael. But they are concerned for the problems of others. I hope you get home safely. Text me when you get there. Person who shows I want the relationship to continue, that's what provides the special connection and relationship of Am Yisrael. And with this, we can explain, the Magen Avraham has a comment in source number 22, where he writes, before a person daven shachris, yekabel alav mitzvah saseh shel v'yahat l'recha kamocha. What is that doing there? What in the world is the connection between v'yahat l'recha kamocha and davening? It's a nice thing for a person to do every single day, but why is a person doing this? I believe the Chabad actually makes this as part of their davening. They have a sentence in there. We used to drive our kids to Queens when we first moved to the neighborhood. Kids were still going to school in Queens. Every morning in the car, I put on this album on Spotify. There's an album that Ali Marcus, a Chabad singer, has where he goes through the Siddur. After like Moda Ani in the morning, and they go through Shema, and there's like an 8-second song. My kids love this so much. 8-second song. Hareini Mekabel, Alai Mitzvahs Asei, Shalviya Hafta, Thariacha Kamocha. I imagine the Chabad has it somewhere in their Siddur. Why is this here? What's the connection between davening and connecting to other Jews? So explains the commentaries in the Magen Avraham, in source number 23, Machlas HaShekel, on the second to last line. Begorim his achdos udvekos nafshos seyen lamala. When a person cares about other Jews, person mentally and emotionally has empathy to connect themselves to the problems and the concerns and worries and safety and security of others, that allows them to form a tzibur. Val yedei zeh gam tfilos seyen misachdos. The tfilos become this elevated status we've been talking about. When there's 10 in the room, when they're saying Kaddish, when there's 10, they're davening, someone has to be quietly. When I'm davening at home, when I'm davening at the time and with the pronouns of the tzibur. Now we're saying, just before you do anything, before you say a word of tefillah, connect yourself to the plight of Am Yisrael. Make yourself a caring, empathetic person about what's going on with Am Yisrael, and that alone connects you to the special elevation of tefillah of Am Yisrael. V'az v'yos tefillah san shel kol Yisrael kelulos yachad az hiretzuya lefanav yisbarach. It isn't enough for a person to daven in shul, for a person to daven and say all the things that can be only said with the tzibur, and the things that we say at the same time as the tzibur, or with the lashon of the rabbin of the tzibur, or connect our problems to the tzibur. A person has to be a klal yid, a person who actually cares about the tzibur, a person who cares about others. That's what makes a person deserving of having their tefillos not be rejected. We don't have time to read the last sources inside, but just think about this idea that this is exactly how Am Yisrael was formed. If there's a special koach to the tefillah of Am Yisrael became Am Yisrael because they came together at Har Sinai. That's our national moment when we took on the same fundamental procedures and mitzvahs upon ourselves. So you could argue when we accepted upon ourselves these same laws at the same time, we became a tzibur. But that's not what Chazal say. Chazal give as one of the requirements, the prerequisites in Pirkei Avos for being Mekabel the Torah, one of them is Nosei Ba'olam Chaveiro, empathy, caring for other people. A lot of the things on the list are about studying and listening and being a good chavrusa. Why would being empathetic have anything to do with the idea of being Mekabel the Torah? Because when Am Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, it was Ki'isha Chabalei V'chad. They became a national body. It became this sense where if I care about you, then we're connected. If I'm davening at the same time as you, or I'm davening berabim, or I'm davening actually at the same time, or I'm saying the tefillos Yehi Shmei Rabba together with you, kadosh, 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 at the same time as you. That is only possible because Am Yisrael has this interconnected status, the status of one body. I've mentioned before, a couple weeks ago, that Rav Shechter Shlita likes to say, when we see in the news all these stories about wonderful people giving tzedakah and caring for others, we say, "Ah, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachar Ba'aretz." Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachar Ba'aretz. Shechter pointed out, based on the Gemara Chagiga, the last source on the page, that what we're really saying is that other nations are out there. They have a flag, they have an anthem, they gather together to do all kinds of activities for the World Cup. Cool. But only Am Yisrael is Goy Echad, Goy from Lashon of Gviyah, one body. Only Am Yisrael has the status of Goy Echad. Hashem is Echad in the sense that there's not different parts coming together. Hashem is just Echad. Am Yisrael is also Echad. Am Yisrael is one Gviyah, one body, where if part of the body hurts, the whole body hurts. And if we allow ourselves to have this kavana before we daven, while we daven, after we daven, throughout the day, a person actually connects to the tzibur and they're elevated as a chus. It's so much more than just sticking our exam in a big pile and saying, great, now no one sees me. Now I'm just part of the tzibur. Great, my personal flaws are lost in the context of the tzibur. It's more than that. When a person is toch b'nei Yisrael, a person is allowing themselves to be enmeshed in one body, in one unit, they take on the protection, the relationship that comes with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that only betoch b'nei Yisrael when the nation comes together. So our takeaways for tonight, number one, When we daven with a minyan, we allow us to have the opportunity to recite things that we can't recite on our own. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah, Nesiyas Kapayim. Number two, even when we daven Shmona Esrei, our silent Amidah, that is enhanced when we daven together in the same room as a group. Kaddish Baruch Hu promises not to reject the tefillos of the Tzibur, and Tzibur itself means Tzadikim, Beinonim, Rishayim, all people coming together. Level three was, even when we're not physically davening at the same space, davening together in the room, other people, we have these chances to connect to the Tzibur and their national zechus, davening at the same time, davening in plural, davening besoch, connecting ourselves and our problems to the problems of others, so the malachim can come and Hashem can answer us together with them. And lastly, and most broadly, even when we're not davening at all, just thinking of ourselves as people who care for others, as the Magen Avraham says, to take a moment, Hareini Mekabel Alai Mitzvos Aseh Shel V'Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. That's part of tefillah, because to allow ourselves to connect to the Tzibur at all times. Person has to think of him or herself as connected to Am Yisrael's fate, to Am Yisrael's pain, to Am Yisrael's happiness, to Am Yisrael's success, to Am Yisrael's trials and tribulations, by allowing ourselves to really feel the pain of Am Yisrael as the Givya Echad, as the national body that we're all connected to. We allow ourselves this wonderful, tremendous zechus. When we feel that we're divisive, when we're saying that there's Sadiq and Binan Mershayim, we're not really so connected together, we're undoing the greatest zechus that we have. When we allow ourselves, despite how much we like other people or despite how much we are the same as other people, and instead of looking at the differences to divide us, we put the tzadikim, binonim and rishayim together to form a tzibur. That is the greatest zechus that allows ourselves to connect to the tzibur, all the zechuyas of the tzibur. We should be zocha by having the empathy at this time to continue to daven for Achina b'nei Yisrael. We should be zocha to have the promise, in a kodesh baruch hu, moes b'tfilas and shal rabim. He should answer us and grant us a yeshua for us as individuals, but more importantly for us as the nation of Am Yisrael.